Hello, good morning, and welcome to the SSF Romcast. I am, as always, the lovely Jessica, and joined by my even lovelier co-host.
Emma, hello.
Hey! So we are here bringing you already episode 3. What is going on with that?
Like, that halfway, because there's only 6. We get to halfway, like,
really quick,
don't we?
Yeah.
But then sometimes it feels around episode 5. Oh my God, I need to read some different books now.
Yeah. We've been going for so long.
Yeah. But we get there. It's fine.
We always do. It's all good. Well, we keep coming back, so we must be doing something.
Yeah. I keep dragging you back in.
Yeah, come back in.
Come
join me.
Just one more season.
Just one more. It's all good. So, yeah, we are here. We have a lovely book for you, which it's Ghost by Blackthorne.
Cat Blackthorne.
It is, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and we're linking it to last week's episode, which was Symphony for a Deadly Throne with Masquerade. Okay, so we'll feature in both.
Yes.
Right, I'm going to read a blurb. I did ask for a shorter blurb this time, and I think it kind of is, but we'll see how it goes.
But is it though?
Okay. Ash Grove is a fine place to die. Amy's. I wanted to shake her and scream, "You don't have to be afraid anymore, you have me." And then chain her to my bed and yell, "You should be very afraid now that you have me." I inhabited a form that was what every legend and dark tale warned little girls like her about. Spoiler, she's not actually a little girl, by the way. She is an adult.
She's a grown.
It's fine. I'd slaughtered 1,000 times over, and I'd do so 1,000 more. But the worst thing I'd ever do would be what I did to her. Blythe. If I kept running, I wouldn't break. If I kept hiding, I wouldn't cry. If I kept moving, he wouldn't find me. Running from an impossible evil landed me between the claws of something ancient and horrifying. I went to the masquerade as a fox. How ironic, because I didn't feel clever, sly, or brave. I was a wounded rabbit waiting for teeth, and more than one set of fangs found me. The worst part of all, I liked it.
That's not the worst part, that's the best part.
Because I copied and pasted this off of, like, online. There's actually a typo in that blurb. If kept running was how it started. It really nearly threw me in the
If
beginning.
Kept running.
So if the author is listening, you might want to go and change that.
Just have a look at that.
But cool. Right, easily done, believe
yes.
me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're going through that right now. It's all good.
Exactly.
But yes. Let's get into this darkness then.
Let's go.
So, we have a book.
We do. Yeah. We have Ghost.
Yes.
We're going to start telling you a bit about the plot of it.
Yes.
that's the part that we're supposed to be doing now.
This is the podcast, yeah? The talking of the books.
Yep.
So, I will put out, because I read the first chapter, and I was like, oh, God, this is not great. Spoilers for this. So go and we said it loads of times before, but make sure if you want to listen about the book, go and get the spoilers from the book beforehand.
Yeah.
Because this one was quite a big, lots of things throwing around with.
Like content warnings talking about and
yes.
stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes.
This is this is a dark one. I would say it's like more dark romance.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, look, I've frozen again. Come back. I look like I'm contemplating something. There we go. Oh no, don't keep freezing. It was all fine when we're chatting, like
when
not
chatting about
recording
all the other stuff.
For the podcast. And now we're back.
Would you like to start again?
I don't know. Nah.
All right, if it does it third time lucky, we'll be doing.
Yeah.
So there are domestic abuse and violence and suicide and lots of things. So go and check our spoilers, triggers. Is what you should be looking for.
And literally, she's triggered in the very
straight
first chapter.
Into it.
Yeah.
So we have Blythe, who is basically running to see her therapist because of lots of past issues. And there's a phone that rings somewhere. I think she's in a diner, is she? And it just sparks it off. It triggers her. So she's going to see her therapist. And they're not there, unfortunately. She tries to phone. She tries to get in, does all these bits and pieces. But there is another there, Dr. Cove, who kind of Dr. Co, hello, sir. You know where my mind's going. Who lets her in, lets her on the couch, and discusses bits
he just
and pieces
comes
with
out
her.
all very friendly, all very nice. Oh, don't worry, my last appointment cancelled, I'll see her. She turns around and he's this tall,
dark, handsome, and she's like, he's got the geeky glasses on, and it's like, they're not geeky, they're so good.
Yeah,
it's cool, mum.
It's not even a thing now. I don't know why we even bother with that, saying, oh, but you guys, no, we all know.
No, we know.
Garth is.
Yes.
A chic.
Yeah, new world. So, yeah, we do learn that she's gone through a lot of rubbish in her past. So her mum died, apparent suicide, but her stepdad is just this nasty piece of work. And she's pretty sure that he orchestrated all this stuff and killed her mum, basically. And then so when she was there, she kind of left, dogged him into the police for other things because there was no tangible proof, and he got put in prison. But somehow from prison he seems to be able to find her, so everywhere she goes a blank letter starts appearing, and obviously, as you would, it's awful. So she it's runs from place to place to place and ends up in Ashgrove. And speaking to the lovely Dr. Cove.
Yeah. And so he kind of talks her down from her panic attack and then suggests that to take her mind off things, she should attend or look into it, the whole like Halloween festival they have. So all throughout October, a bit like you and me celebrating Halloween.
Yeah. Or,
all out for it in this town.
If there's a place that I would live for a month a year, it would be here.
Yeah. Yeah. Some things aside, but I don't know, maybe you'd like that. Like everybody goes, and they go in costume so that you don't know who they are, and it's just to let their hair down. Some people disapprove of it, some don't. But he suggests this to her, and she thinks that's a bit weird, but I can see it actually. If you're young and you wanted to, like, you're stressed, going and having a dance.
It does relieve something, doesn't it? It's going out, having a bit of fun. And yeah, the mask thing, I think, does work. You can kind of have a different persona. So
have you ever gone to a mask thing?
No, I've been to places where people have dressed up.
Was that skirting too close? It could have been a really dangerous conversation we could have got into there.
There were
I was
many...
just leaning like a ball or a Halloween party.
No, I've never been to anything so upmarket as a masked ball. No, it was a lot dingier than that. But people were dressed up and they had faces on, and it was fun. But yeah, it's like when you put on a different outfit, you put on like a ball gown, and you are that different person. I can kind of get it. But yeah, I can also get her point of view of, you want me to go out and get drunk every night and party when I've got all of this stress here and somebody who's stalking me?
And he's asked her about, like, whether or not she's been to the police about him tracking her down. And she says she's tried that and nothing
what
happened.
Did they say?
You're just getting sent a letter. And let's be fair, sadly, that is probably what would happen. They're not actually done anything yet.
Well, this is it. It's a blank letter every time, which I think is kind of more scary, but there's no threats to anything. It's just...
Did you watch Fringe ever?
No, I have. I was told by many people to do so.
It was cool. I really enjoyed Fringe until the last season. Didn't really count that one. One of the characters in that has a similar dynamic, an abusive stepfather, and every year on her birthday, she just received like a blank birthday card. And it was from him. He was still out there. Yes.
But yeah, so that is where we're at with her. And she kind of heads out and tries to deal with it as best she can. And then we go into his POV, and he is Amos in the Amy's. That's what we're going with.
Ghost.
he is Amy's / ghost. That's what we'll do going forward. And basically, he kind of goes really, really dark in the first bit, and he's like...
So, I have a question for you. Yeah, he comes out, and he's like, I found one.
Full of fear and anxiety and all of those delicious tasting horrible emotions. Gotta call me mates.
So he obviously reveals in his point of view that he has killed like
Oh,
the
many.
serial killer. That now, are you supposed to, because this is what I felt, are you supposed to believe that he's intending her to be the victim?
So I think that's how it's sold at the beginning. Yes, that
Okay,
he
good.
is, yeah.
Because I felt like later on when I read it, I was like, oh, did I just get that wrong? Was I just
No.
like reading
Yes.
this wrong? Or was that the way you were sort of led and then it
That,
transpired?
yeah.
Okay.
It's
But
kind of,
hang
yeah.
in there if you're worried.
Yeah, it's so when we had good dirty and bad dirty in other books, this is good serial killer, bad serial killer.
Yeah, I
This is
mean,
good
I'm
serial
sure we've
killer.
come across that before in the
Yeah,
podcast
every other week, I
as
think.
well. Pestilence, mass murder,
Oh
you know,
God,
it's like
so many.
apocalypse.
So yeah,
There's a theme. I think that was, yeah. Books you suggested, Jess, tend to feature serial killers, a good serial
good
killers.
serial killers. Yeah, it's kind of, it's like a Dexter moment, you know. It's kind of, if you can do it in a book, you don't have to then question the morality of standing there with a weapon of choice wanting to kill these bad people. They can do it on telly and you can kind of go, oh, like the ghost, he's having his moment. It's the case
Yeah.
of, I need to kill, I haven't killed for a while, I can kill the bad people. But yes, at this point you think he's after her and
Yeah.
he goes to find his friends to let
Gives
them
them a
know all
call, doesn't
about
he?
it. Yeah, well, you know, serial killing is obviously like a romancy kind of thing together. I don't know, I've
Yeah,
never
they're
killed with
little the
friends.
Halloween boys. That's
Yes, that's
yeah,
what they're
that's what
called.
they're
Yeah.
called, isn't it, for the series. And like, yeah, and to dig in more of that, he goes to get some surveillance stuff. It's a very Christian Grey moment. He's off getting his like his creepy
Yeah.
cameras and stuff.
Yeah, his little blue flashing lights and his goggles.
That's it. And but then he also goes to a shop, doesn't he? A clothes shop. You remember that bit?
No.
No, the costume shop
Does
where
he go to that first? I thought she did.
he
Yeah,
goes
where they can.
first.
Yes. Run by the witches, who
That's
aren't really
right.
witches. So where it's
They
very.
are, they are, they
They are.
are.
So she's kind of come in from outside, and you kind of learn that when she goes from place to place, everybody's been there for a long time, all the families and descendants. And the more you read through the book, the more you realize that they've all been there for quite a long time.
Yeah, but some of them don't remember, some of them are
No.
like originals, and they kind of talk about it a bit as though who the town lets in and who it
Yes.
won't and stuff. So
Yes.
there's a lot of mysteries.
It's a tricksy town. But
Yes.
yes, so he goes to the shop. Why does he go to the shop, Emma?
You don't know this bit where it's
Can't
like,
remember this
whoosh.
bit.
He goes, but they don't actually show you in the thing, but you find out later he has a strange request. Of it's the granddaughter of the woman who owns it, isn't it? And when Blythe goes to the shop later, she tells her that there's like this special tourism fund for
Oh,
people
yes,
getting
to save the money.
costumes.
Yes, I
So
remember.
he's put some money in the till so she
To
can
buy
get
costumes.
costumes because yeah, she's not got
Well,
much
it's
money.
31 days. You need a lot of costumes for that every night.
You do. I mean, I suppose the thing was, it seemed like you kind of pick a character that you're going to be. But I mean, you know, if you're wearing a foxy leotard, too
You
much.
can't really wear
No,
that more than once or twice.
it's got to go
Need to
through the wash. You've got to have
get
an
it in.
alternative costume there. Definitely.
You need like Gok Wang coming in and going, that jacket will definitely work with those stilettos.
Exactly. That's it. Mix and match.
Chop them.
Combination wardrobe.
Yes. So, yeah. So he kind of does all that and he goes to meet his friends. So he has three friends who are kind of like, they class themselves as brothers because they've been together for a long, long time. And we have Wolfgang, we
Wolfgang
have
Jack.
Wolfgang Jack, we have Onyx. And we have Judas, and
Oh
they
no,
do.
I was gonna do it. I was gonna do it. Don't do it.
You can gaga along at home if you wish.
Gaga along.
Yeah, we'll get into fan casting and stuff later and give their
Yeah,
other
yeah.
alternative names and stuff. And they basically they are all in the same boat. They all have this pent up thing, and they need to get this emotion out. So they just have a massive old scrap,
Yeah,
and just
that's
try
like
and.
Yeah, they meet in like this dilapidated building. I think it might have been an old church or something, but maybe that comes later. Yeah, and they've got to have a good old fisticuffs before they can sit down and just have a chat about, oh, okay, I've sent you a file. We've got a
Yes,
potential
oh,
project here.
file.
Yeah, that's it.
That is the scary bit, isn't it? Because he is a therapist. He has all of the details, you know? All of your deepest darkest you're sharing with this dude, and he's kind of, WikiLeaking them.
Yeah, I think by that point you start to get a bit more of the hint that it's not her they're looking to target, it's more the stepfather. They're
Yes,
wondering
the
if the
energy
town will
that's.
let the stepfather in if he's on her trail and stuff like that.
So and we jump back and forth a little bit with the characters. So she's rushed in, and she works in this little like Indian restaurant place, and she's staying in, I think it's very American, so it's kind of like a, is it like an outside building, or is it
I don't know,
underneath?
she's in the
Kind of,
basement of like a kind of an old townhouse, what you'd picture as like a Victorian house. So you can quite often you get outside entrances to those, don't you? And then with what is it, Old Man Moore or something like that,
Yes.
and
So
his
the chap who
wife.
lives there and his missus, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. That'll be
Yeah, we might talk about
later. That's
that
very strange. But yeah, so she's living in this tiny little room, and she's not got a huge amount of stuff. And things kind of start to suddenly happen. There's a flood down there, and then she
later.
leaves. There's somebody who she sees kind of loitering in the tree line and stuff, and it just all the weird stuff starts happening. So you're kind of assuming the town is going to let this stepdad in.
And she's asking questions. I think she goes, after the flood, she goes back to the shop again. She's got costumes. She goes back just to get some normal clothes and meets the grandmother.
Oh, the abuela.
Who starts to tell her some stuff about like she wants some questioning because there's like this myth about why the festival happens, why they celebrate Halloween so much, and there was supposedly like a massacre, but then also sometimes some people say it's to do with the beasts, or it's just to do with trying to keep confuse the bad spirits. So there's lots of
Yeah, there's
stuff,
loads of
but
stories going around.
yeah, she doesn't, but she's very tight-lipped about it and
Yes.
kind of warns her off a little bit,
Yeah,
but
it's weird, isn't it? Because it's kind of like she doesn't seem to like her, but she does give her a warning. But I think it's because she sort of she sees something weird
she
in
senses something
life as well.
different. Yeah, that's it. And another weird thing is the weird thing is that the weirdest thing isn't that he's sitting there trying to surveil her, it's that he can't track her
Yes, because she's,
when she doesn't have the blue dot there. He can't sense her. So he should be able to do that. So there is something a bit different about
yes,
her,
about her.
you're
Or
getting a
this is it,
little
yeah. So she's at work one night, so she's in this Indian restaurant, so it's a nighttime kind of gig, and she's sort of squinting out the window and sees somebody by her car, and then yeah, you realize he's hiding tracking devices on her car. And it's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, this needs doing and that needs doing. Let's take it to the petrol station or the garage or well, whoever friends. And he kind of lifts up the bonnet and he's sticking them in there. That you know, she's if she finds one, she's not finding them all. They're all over the shop.
That's it. Yeah, he does that, and at the same time he tells her about because she's talking to him and she's like, I'm not sure I'm going to stay in the town and what's the point. She's, understandably a little bit fatalistic about stuff. But he's like trying to convince her to stay, and he tells her about this support group that he runs
Yes,
at
I'm a
the
Saturday.
church. And she goes along to that the next day and meets the other or two of the members of the
Two
crew,
of
because
them.
Judas is,
Judas,
he's a
as you would
wanderer.
expect from his name, is off and about.
That's it.
And we
He
don't know
can
what he's
leave.
doing.
They can't leave, these three. So Ghost and we didn't say, do we? Dragon and Wolf.
Yeah, none of
They
them can leave.
can't leave the town. It's funny how she doesn't question why they're there for support. These other two.
One's like the journalist. So she there's snippets that she reads a snippet from the paper. So one is like the lead journalist for the town, and one's like quite a high shot lawyer. It's like,
Yeah.
what?
Not
What are
why,
you being
not that
supported
these
for?
kind of people can't need a
Can't,
support
no,
group,
but
but they're clearly not there to
no.
discuss
They're having a good
anything.
old laugh and just having mugging off the ghost because he's obviously a little bit smitten with this woman for various reasons. But yes.
That's it.
Yep. So yeah, I think if we kind of leap into the first night of when she goes. So yeah, she gets dressed up. She gets dressed up in a car, I
She
think.
does. She does it in the
Yeah.
car park.
She has a wiggles into a car,
And
into a corset.
someone dressed as a vampire comes up and
Yeah.
helps her with her corset. Dressed, yes.
My, what sharp teeth you have. Those are very
Yeah.
rare,
Oh,
though.
there's so everybody's got such good costumes.
So cool.
This is what she comes to realize when she goes to the festival. She's like,
Bless them.
wow, people really go to town. Those goats. Oh my God, look at their hooves.
Oh. And the ravens. I do love the
I
ravens. I
love the
think they're so
ravens.
cool. They remind me of the one out of Dumbo. Just.
That's a bit questionable these days.
Well, yeah, very much so. But just the camaraderie of them, just all playing around with her and all kind of sharing a joke amongst themselves and pulling her in, that's kind of that side of
That's it.
things.
The crew. Although it's one of those things where it's like sometimes it's crows, sometimes it's raven. She meets someone who just calls themselves Raven,
Yes.
but they're also described as crows, and they're two different things.
Get one much bigger.
Yeah, one's much bigger, but they just lump it all in together anyway.
Maybe it's a very British thing because they're all around the Tower of London and stuff.
Maybe. Yeah, so she goes and she walks in with the vampire who helped her out with her costume,
Esmeralda, I
and
think.
Esmeralda, yes, cool
Super
name.
name.
And she meets another vampire who she's not so keen on, but he
No.
freaks out because someone is loitering
Yes.
behind her shoulder. He's all there's
He's all
like a skeleton
skeletal.
man there. Doesn't speak, he's just there giving
Obviously.
evil eyes.
Brooding
Yeah, that's
background.
it. Wonder who that could be. So that Vincent, that
Is the
vampire,
vampire, yes.
he makes
Vince.
a quick another Vinny baby
Vince.
vampire. I didn't find him, he didn't seem as sexy,
No, he
frankly.
was not a sexy Vin.
And so he runs, and that keeps kind of happening. Apart from Raven, she makes friends with Raven, she goes to hang out with them, but she can still see this skeleton dude, like,
Yeah, just
just staring.
over there.
So she goes down to confront him, doesn't
Yeah,
she?
damn strange she does. But why would you not? You've got this Jack Skellington dude kind of loitering at the back, and
Is
you'd be
that
like,
how you pictured him?
of
He's a
course
lot
it is.
skinnier than I pictured from
No, he's
yours.
bulkier than Jack. Yeah. He's got more hair as well. He's not just like a scald head.
Did he have like a hoodie on to hide the hair
I
and
don't know.
stuff?
I think no, because his blue black hair is kind of floppy. He has floppy blue black hair.
Floppy blue bag.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be
Yeah,
the
fluffy.
name. Floppy blue bag. No, not relevant to anything, but it's just a good phrase. I like
Just
it.
works. If you have dark blue black hair, you have to have really bright blue eyes, and it has to be floppy in the front. That's just a
That's it.
given. Sorry if you roll it, and very pale skin, just because has to be done. I digress into my own little world. Yeah. So yeah, they share a dance.
That's completely silent dance.
Yeah, he doesn't say a word, and
And then that's it.
yeah, she goes to kind of confront him, and then. He's gone. He's off.
Part ways.
And that's where we're parting ways.
That's where we're going to get into our spinny wheel topics. So what one
Yes.
have we got first? Catnip tropes.
Catnip.
Let's do it.
Tropies. Trapez.
Catnip tropes,
Catnip tropes.
trapeze.
So, yeah. We were discussing last week after the episode, is Halloween a trope? Because it is kind of something that I would pick for me.
I mean, to my mind, right? So this book is probably anyone who's been listening to the podcast for a while will know that this is a book that leans more towards Jess than it does towards me.
Emma, yes.
Me, Emma, Mama. Right. So the tropes for me are not really based in like the romance type area. So normally I'd be like, oh, romance trope of like only one bed or blah, blah, blah. But definitely this hits like small town trope
Yes.
and like mysterious folklore. I do love a bit of folklore, like a mystery story that, like, you don't know what the origins
Yeah,
of it
where's what
are
where?
and how it infiltrates into like modern day. Yeah, so that those are my kind of tropes from it that like I really enjoyed. As I was reading it, I was like, this is cool. It's like eerie Indiana, do you
Yes.
know what I mean? And
Yeah, that's
Hocus
very much
Pocus.
in there.
If you love that vibe,
It's
then
definitely in
yeah.
there. Oh,
I think there's
sorry.
something called Halloween Town, isn't there? But I've never seen it that a lot of people love, which
See,
I
I
think
should
is
watch
quite
more
similar.
TV because there's probably many things that I'm missing in life, but
Yeah, I think it's an older thing. I know some people have mentioned
like
it.
me.
Yeah, but we obviously missed that one
Yeah, we
when
missed
we
that
were
window.
young. Yeah, but
Yeah,
it's
I
like
was.
other people's area of nostalgia.
Yeah,
So,
unfortunately,
yeah.
mine sort of hit Peppa Pig, and stuff. That's my nostalgia.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, there's a forced proximity there for the fact that they can't leave.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
That kind of
there's
there's a
that.
hint of that in there. That yeah, even though they try at bits in the book later on, he tries to stay away from her, but you can't when it's a small town and there's not many places to go.
Yeah, that's like the kind of small town. So like usually when I would say small town trope, I'd be thinking like, oh, some cute little beach town
Yes.
and stuff like that. That's normally stuff.
This is
But
Halloween Town.
the same kind of things apply, basically, in that, yeah, you turn a corner and everybody knows each other and everybody knows what you've been doing. And,
Yes.
and there is that element of welcoming in as well. Despite the fact that she's an outsider and there's like some weird, yes, sometimes weird suspicions about her or, but mostly people are like, oh, cool. Come and join us. Have a dance. We might want to suck your blood. We might not. It's like she don't know that at the time. But like when she goes to the shop and she meets like the granddaughter and that she's very friendly and
Yes.
in the diner that they go to a fair
Oh,
in
yeah, the
Aberfyne.
waitress.
So
Oh, she's lovely.
yeah, the waitress is nice and she jokes around with the boys and stuff like
Yeah.
that. They're a little bit the same. Like sometimes they're liked, sometimes they're not liked. It's a bit 50-50, isn't
It's
it?
kind of, yeah, they are those people that they're the ones that are a little bit higher in the station to you, so you kind of know of them, but you can't approach them because they might eat your face or other parts of you.
But that's the thing, yeah. Every corner she turns, there's someone there that knows some story or knows what's going on when she
Except her.
doesn't.
See, that would be the thing. That would be the frustrating thing for me. I'd just end up standing in the square, just screaming. For
What
the
is
love of
going
God!
on?
Yeah, please.
That's like me when my kids are arguing upstairs. Just
Oh,
what the hell's going on? What is it?
God. If I screamed at them like I have to at my kids sometimes, I don't think they'd want me to stay. They'd be
No,
pushing me back
that's it.
out.
You can
Ashgrove
go.
doesn't want
The
you
tone
anymore.
would just eject you. You just go flying.
Yeah,
She's too evil for us. We're in here.
yeah, go down that one over there. But yes, so there's a few things interlinking in there, but
So
they're
was there
nice
any other
mix.
tropes for you?
No, I think those were the. I mean, you always kind of get the aspects of the fatedness from people when they kind of go there, and there's always that instant connection. But that is kind of just a big fantasy thing. And I just see that in every book I read anyway, so it's fine.
So I guess next we go on to fan casting, don't we?
We do.
I'm
It's
looking
gonna be
forward to this,
interesting.
if that grin is anything to go by.
Oh, it was so funny trying to do this. But yes, let's get into that.
Okay, let's do it.
So, okay, we
Let's
have
see, we
seen.
got fan casting again. I've
You
got to
see, I'm.
say, this is much harder. When everybody moans about like, oh, they've cast the wrong person in the film, blah, blah.
Well, this
It's
is
really
it.
bloody hard, that's why.
Yeah, well, this is it. I've done it. So let's see if I can. Oh,
Ah.
that's not what I need. Wrong one there. Where did I put it?
Quick, what's she got on her screen?
There's so much rubbish on here.
I
Okay,
do
so let
like
me
your
open up.
purples.
I know they're quite pretty and smelly. Okay, so you can see where I put all my stuff. So
Aha. Oh, yeah, we go.
this is what I have.
Oh, I
Okay,
like your onyx. Kind of wish I'd
so.
done that.
Okay, oh, I don't know if you're in the way for anybody else, but yeah, okay, so this
Sorry,
is
just
what
getting a
I
bit
did.
thirsty there.
Yeah, so I went through everybody, and we don't get a huge with Judas, so I he's my
No.
one that makes me giggle. Okay,
Yeah,
so
yeah.
with Ghost, he had the dark hair, the blue eyes. It had to be Ian Somerfeld because he was just those eyes
Okay.
did it for
Oh,
me.
interesting. I debated him. Yeah,
Did you?
I
Oh, for the
did.
same person?
Yes.
That's
Yeah.
right then. I was going to say someone totally different. Okay, Sebastian Stan, because he has to be in everything. If I
Okay.
had a slightly darker character, it would have been Bucky, because it always is. Anybody who loves the Marvel will know. Yeah,
Okay.
Oscar Isaac again. Onyx, he's got that vibe to him, hasn't he? He's the lawyer. He's very cocksure. He's an awesome chappy.
Yeah, I can see, like, if you've watched Moon Knight and you've seen, like, his, yeah, when he's like, he does such a good job in that, between being really, really confident and then really, really bumbly.
Oh, is
So,
it? Oh, I need to
yeah,
get
have you
into
not
that
seen
then.
Moon Knight?
No,
It's
again,
do
my
it. You
time
have
is
to.
just, I need to make better
It's
timings of
worth it.
things.
It's all right. You don't have to
Yeah.
apologize for not watching telly.
Yeah. Oh,
It's
they're missing Oscar Isaac. That seems to be something I should
fine.
apologize for generally.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Blythe was a tricky one. She was my last
She's
pick.
tricky. Yeah.
Because yeah, I'm kind of trying to find somebody who's a bit meek and mild, but then kind of grows
Yeah.
as we get into it. And I was a big True Blood fan and other
Yeah.
books, the Stucky books. And so yeah, Deborah Ann Woll as
I can
Jessica
see
was
that. Yeah.
fantastic. And I think she did have red hair as well, I think.
I think she's got brown hair,
Oh,
light
is it?
brown hair,
I was
but
going
it's
for
all
the
right. They
red.
dye their hair. It's fine. It's
So
fine.
yeah, she kind of leapt out when I was kind of sitting and having to think of somebody who grew as a character and became really badass. And I really want one that we can do for Pam, because I loved Pam so much.
Yeah,
Yeah,
she was
so
so cool.
so wicked. So my thing was devil. So Judas is called the devil, and as you read through the book, he's in it like twice, and he's
Yeah.
big and he's epic and he's silent. So
Yeah.
the first thing in my head was picking like wrestlers, somebody who's huge. So
Yeah.
Dave Bautista was in my head at first, and I've not long ago seen Cabin in the Woods, and in that he has got this real scary ass presence, but there is something behind that really makes you stop and think, okay, there's more to him that you need to find. And then yeah, or the Tom Hardy effect with Bane. So again, very
Can't
big
understand what he's saying,
epic,
says
and
very little.
yeah,
Yeah.
but that's just Tom Hardy in
That's
general,
just
isn't
Tom
it?
Hardy, yeah.
But the problem I have is whenever I think of those people, I'm hoping you can all still see this.
Of course, we got a backup,
I have this problem. So,
I am happy
unfortunately,
to eat with this gent. I love Venom so much. So funny.
both of those characters bring this out in me.
I know.
So,
This is it. This is it. Yeah, obviously, I was thinking of Drax. So my head didn't go
oh,
there. I've not seen him in anything scary
have you
because
not?
I don't do scary. And obviously, Tom Hardy, like, Venom.
Yeah. Imagine when, if Devil turns up in his book, that he did that. It
He's
just,
like
it would
that.
ruin it. I would catch it. It would not go over my head.
We had a discussion, didn't we, not long ago about, like, how we would totally just watch a mini series of Venom just doing,
Yeah,
like, household stuff,
everyday
just
things.
going to the shops and things.
Yeah,
Because, like, the
cleaning the
films are all
toilet.
right, but it's just them that carries it. And it's
If
like,
Venom was on TikTok, it would get so many likes.
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
So
can see why you went there. Yeah.
that
It's
was
that's the
my
problem,
problem.
isn't it? You sort of have one idea, but then, like, other associations come in and, like, yeah.
It
I
yeah,
like
it
it.
would
I think
just
I like yours better than mine.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, let's pick
Yeah.
yours.
I struggled with mine a little bit, and I have to
Okay.
say, I'm sorry, I'm kind of trolling you a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Well, you will see
Fine.
why. Okay, so I'm going to do my Amy's and Blythe first.
Oh, okay.
I just did them on two separate, and that's why. So I went for Henry Cavill. And I know
Ah,
you're not a fan.
not a big
So I was
fan.
like, but it was the same sort
Ooh.
of thing. It was like big guy, you
Yes.
know, dark hair, blue eyes, you know, has that
I can see the
presence.
appeal, yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. We won't go into the
Even
questionable
the
status
glasses.
as well, even that
No.
far. And then I went for
Scarlett,
Scarlett
yeah,
Johansson.
that's a yes. I can see that
Because,
very much.
yeah, I think I was thinking with Blythe, kind of like you, she's got that innocence, but then also
Kick your ass.
possibly, yeah, badassness that will come later. She's a lot smaller. So Blythe is like
She is a
size
bigger,
rep as well, isn't she?
yeah,
She's
plus size.
yeah, plus size.
But unfortunately, trying to find the plus sizes is not as easy as it
Well,
should be.
yeah, that's the thing. It's not like you go around going, oh, what size is this woman? You
Yeah.
know, and try and find out. So, I mean, yeah, Scarlett Johansson's you know, she's curvier. I mean, I'm sure she's probably tiny in real life
Yes.
as well. But in terms of, you know, being on the screen. And then I only did Dragon and Wolf for the other one.
Yes, because probably for the best.
Yeah, but because see, I didn't necessarily pick the dragon that I would have liked. I picked it to match kind of with Ghost, because you
Oh,
know they
okay.
said that they look almost like brothers, don't
Oh,
they?
okay. Oh, I stayed away from that.
You stayed away from that. You just got what
I
you
just
wanted.
went.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, let's find me other one. So I went for Matt Bomer because he's like often said to
I
seem
can
very
see,
much like
yes.
Henry Cavill,
See,
but
I
he's a
had
little
a
bit slicker,
yes.
which is what Onyx is supposed to be like, isn't it?
Yes.
And then obviously
The Momoa was in my head as well.
Jason, because he's tall and he's got the long hair and he's big,
Yeah.
but then also because of this picture right at the bottom,
Yeah.
it's totally the vibe
Girl.
of
Yeah.
how he is in the group
Come and jump
with,
on your back. Yeah.
yeah, with Henry Cavill as well. It's like
Oh.
perfect. So yeah,
It really is.
I went very superhero
Yes,
orientated too.
but this is it. When you're thinking of the big guys, that's where the brain kind of
Yeah.
automatically goes these days.
I was going to take it away, but I thought it's Jason Momoa.
It's
We could
fine.
leave
Just
him on
leave
the
it there for
screen a
me.
little bit longer,
Yeah,
couldn't
it's all
we?
good.
Yeah. Okay. So that was fan casting. There we go.
It was a good one. I like it. I like
Yeah.
this one.
There
I don't think we
we
could
go.
do it if it comes around a third time.
Yeah.
Well, but maybe we
Yeah,
can.
that's it. I think if we've done them twice, then maybe leave them out for a week or
Better,
something,
yes.
or two. We'll
Or
see
seven. Yeah, we'll see.
how it goes.
Yeah, let's
So
move on to number
next,
three, the romance.
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 We haven't yet mentioned that this is a Why Choose story.
We have not. I kind of
No.
felt this was a good place to mention
Yes.
it,
Yeah.
actually.
Well, it kind of isn't yet at the end of book one.
Yeah, this is interesting. I saw some discussion because I don't read lots of Why Choose. I read a few. But I heard there's a difference as well between Why Choose and polyamory. So
Yes.
yeah, which I wasn't aware of because I don't read a lot of it. So there's a difference in the in one of the in polyamorous, it's more like Deceived by the Gargoyles. Is that right? And it's like there's a group and they're all
Yeah,
gonna
all
have,
interlinked, yes.
yeah, they all have different relationships with each other, but they're all part of it together.
Yes.
They all have feelings for each
So
other.
when you read your books and you get MMFF or MFMF, that is kind of more your joining,
Okay.
crossing swords and the like.
Yes. But Why Choose is more about just the
A
heroine.
central
She
character.
doesn't need to pick. She can have
No.
them all.
Any
Right.
hole's a goal, people, and they all give you 10 points.
That's not going to be the title of the podcast. I do draw the
Oh,
line there.
any hole's a goal is a
Any holes
fantastic.
a goal. Yeah. Well, I think we don't want it to get banned. That's all. yeah. So And that surprised me because I think I've read more sort of polyamorous ones when I've read
Yes.
them. So I was surprised in that this book is just focusing on Blythe and Amy's together.
Yes. Well, yeah, you read through the book and it does seem that it's not going to go far because even though Wolf and Onyx are interested, Amy's is like, no, she's mine. You are not to step away. But yeah.
And I think very much so the romance in this. I mean, I was surprised by how kind of slow, I wouldn't even say slow burning, just slow it is,
Yes.
because you don't get so much of a burn, I
No.
don't think, because they kind of, he doesn't want to be involved at all. He just doesn't think, nah, it's not,
No.
he doesn't
No,
need it.
he thinks that he's like damned and he's not a good person. So he
He
doesn't
can't
want to,
possibly.
tie her to him.
Whereas she's fantasizing about him from the
Oh,
off.
day one, yeah. On the couch.
Yeah, that's
Oh,
it.
hello, you're attractive on the couch
Yeah,
already. I see,
but
sir.
it takes a while for him to kind of give in to those feelings. So
Yeah.
that surprised me as well, because again, when I'm used to the polyamorous ones, I think because there's so many relationship dynamics to get into the book, you get into everything
Yes.
fairly quickly. And I think romance-wise, it definitely is centered around the romantic aspects are to do with being possessive and protecting and
Yes.
stuff. So if you like alpha,
Yeah, touch her, I
this one's
kill
for
you,
you.
sort of vibes.
Yeah, kill you, whole town, whatever. So
Yeah. Already
yeah,
have once, do it again. It's fine.
because for me, like, well, nothing says romance more than going for a date in a cave filled with bat poo. That's later on when they actually have a date. He takes her to a
The fan
cave
cave.
full of bats.
Aww.
And all I could think about was like Ace Ventura, the second film, in that it's the
Iguana.
guana. Yeah, it stinks. And he's like, ugh. So.
You have to be of a certain age to kind of pull those
You
references
do,
up. It's very good. Yeah, I'm
definitely.
there as well.
Of a
But I
certain
do.
age could probably also be a podcast,
Yeah.
because yeah, that's a different podcast we're going to have of a
Yeah.
certain age, where we just talk about all the references we can't bring
Yeah, that
in
we can't
to
do.
this
It's
episode.
been a very nostalgic week this week, hasn't
It
it?
has, definitely.
But
So
yes, no,
yeah.
I'm with you on all of that. It wasn't slow burn. It
Yeah.
was just, it's kind of like, what's it? It's kaboom. It's that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's
Once
there
he
and
gives in,
yeah. On a
boom.
grave.
Yeah,
On his grave.
multi-sex. Yeah.
Yes. We're going back.
I need to dig out the conversations we had in our
About
messenger
cemeteries.
or about cemetery sex, and bring those up again when we're advertising the
Yeah.
episode.
Yeah.
Because
Should we do
I
another grave?
didn't, weirdly, I hadn't thought they were going to have sex in the cemetery.
No,
Like,
I assumed it would be in the spooky church he lived at, because he does live in the spooky church. He has an agreement with the vicar, and he's
They
kind of
do
like,
go in the church, though, don't they?
they do, yeah, obviously. Well, after the floodgates are opened, you can't close
Yeah.
those floodgates.
And that, yeah, in speaking of the church, that probably leads us on to secondary
Secondary
characters.
characters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let's go for it.
So, secondary characters, that's what we're
Yeah.
doing. We've discussed them quite a lot throughout the book.
Little bit, yeah, through bits and pieces, but yes, I gotta say, like, I really like the dragon. It's my
Yes.
favorite
He's
Onyx.
book two, isn't he? He's next.
He is, yeah. So I need to kind of grab
Well,
that one eventually.
they have given him more backstory that you're kind of like, ooh. So he is half dragon, half vampire.
No, and
That's
he has
good. That's
like
a
a magic
mix.
touch as
Yes, and
well.
he can
He can
kind of
give you
all the
yummy
good
feelings,
feels,
can't he? Yeah.
and he can also make you sleep, which is super useful at times.
Very, yeah. I mean, if he was willing to come and do that to the kids, make them go
Again,
sleep, then we can
yeah.
have a lot more fun.
But yeah, he doesn't know his parents and he can't
No.
leave to
Which
find
made
them.
me a little bit like, So he almost looks like a brother of
Yes,
Ghost.
yeah.
Is that anything to do with
Yeah.
the lost
Well,
parents,
Ghost
possibly?
is like one of 15 or something, isn't he? I
I
think it
don't
said he
know,
had.
maybe. I mean, he could
Yeah.
have been one and they just lost track.
Yeah, just, yeah. One, it's like, yeah, imagine
You
getting on the coach. One, two, it's like Home
know?
Alone. One, two, three, four. Yeah, we've got everyone. No, I
Yeah.
think seven brothers and seven sisters he had, the ghost.
That's a different
That's a
thing.
totally different story.
Yeah.
They can't marry, though, they're siblings. That would be wrong. Not in some books, but
Not in some books. Not the
genetically,
books we
it's
read.
not.
We don't go
No.
there with those
No, we don't
ones.
go that
We
far.
have a line,
Genetically,
and
it's
that is it.
problematic. Yeah. My taboo only goes so far.
Definitely.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
he's a bit of a smart ass as well, isn't he? He's
yes, he
like
is.
cocky, and I always like that. I
Yeah.
guess, yeah. As you know from one of your characters,
Yes.
Jess. If I can do a
He's
little
coming up.
plug of one of
Yes.
Jess's books that will be
Yeah, it's
coming
not.
out
Yeah,
soon.
book two. So you have to read
Yes.
book one first when that
He's
comes
in
out
he's
soon.
enough in book one. Van, everybody, watch out. Van's coming your way. He's amazing.
He's very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we also have Wolf, who is part
Yeah.
of the Wolf Pack. And that
Yeah.
was quite a nice thing as well. They've all got their little personalities, which is what you get from the White Chooses. You
Yeah.
get the stern one, you get the sunshiny one, you get the grumpy one. And yet, Wolf is the fun, childish,
Yeah,
charismatic,
yeah.
bouncy one. And he's, yeah,
Yeah, he's quite
he's,
cheeky too, isn't he?
yes, he really is. But the what is different with this is that the alphas in the pack are all female. So
Yes.
all the men are cooking and cleaning and running around, and the women are sat there around the fire,
Having a chat.
ruling.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I did
Yeah.
quite like that.
That was good. Yeah, I like that too.
But yeah,
Yeah.
there's just Devil, who is Judas, who basically we don't know a huge amount about. He's the only one who can leave, and
Yeah.
he does to do something.
He's searching for someone, isn't he? I
Yeah.
think that was mentioned. He's looking for someone. We don't know who. And when he's a devil, there's obviously more than one devil in the way. He's not the
The
ultimate
devil.
devil.
Yeah.
He is like a
The
demon, I
ultimate
guess.
devil.
Yeah,
That
that's
sounds
it.
like a
The
wicked
ultimate one
TV
that's in
show.
charge. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
But
just planning all of
yeah,
these
all these things.
productions. Yeah.
All of the demons, send me
All
an
demons.
email
Yeah.
and we'll get this show put on.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, those were the main ones. But yeah, I think that there are a few familiars. So
Yeah.
Ghost has his familiar cat, who is a
Yeah.
cat, and she is feisty as
Totally
anything. She's
embodies
fantastic.
cat energy.
Yes, she like gives him
Utterly.
a swipe
Yeah.
when he's being a dick,
Yeah.
and it's so funny.
Yeah, that
But yeah,
was a
there's
cool
loads
little
of people.
dynamic.
It really was. And the ravens were, so the raven,
Yeah.
it we figure out he's her familiar, which
Yeah.
is weird because she shouldn't have one because she's not a witch. The witches do kind of pull her into a like a tranquil pool and try and figure out what is going on with
Yeah.
her as to why nobody can sense her.
Yeah, Raven's very sweet. I liked
Yes, he is.
Raven.
I need one
Yeah.
of those just to
We
come in.
never saw him just as a person, though,
As
did
a
we? I think
human,
he
no.
was always in costume, or he shifts actually
Into a,
into being
yeah, a
the, you
raven.
know, the bird. So, yeah, don't know what he looks like. Because I was thinking of fan casting, and I was like, well, I can't because I don't know what he looks like.
No, he's got a
I just
beak.
a picture of a raven. There we go. I
Yeah.
fan casted that one.
Weirdly, it matched
I
mine.
liked it. It's
Just what I was picturing.
amazing. Great minds.
So, but yeah, so there's a load of people going on and about, and they're all really cool. So, yeah, book two will be interesting to read to see
Yeah,
how
see what
it
happens with
fares.
that and how the it progresses with them all managing to have this relationship and get
Yes.
involved.
Well, there is a little bit of cross swords between Wolf and Onyx. We didn't mention that in the other bit, that
Yes, there was,
there is
yeah.
the moment in the church.
Yeah. And there's been comments that they've had relation
Yeah,
they have
all of
had
them maybe have done
moments. You've been alive, I don't know if
a
we've
few
ever
hundred
said
years,
this,
isn't it?
but they've been alive for a long time.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Yeah, the
these things
witches don't want to
happen.
play with them because they're not that keen on them.
Yeah. They're
The
stuck
vampires keep
there.
to
Yeah.
themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Why
Any hole's a
would
goal.
we? Here we go again. She's determined to make just in brackets underneath.
Yeah, you're just gonna call it like the basic one now. But
Yeah.
yeah, so that's it. That is
That's
Ghost.
it. Lovely. So we're going to go on to our spinny wheel of awesome
Oh,
next.
Spinny Wheel, Spinny
You will.
So Spinny Wheel of Awesome.
spinny wheel. Here we go. So our book next week is going to be Seducing the Sheriff of Nottingham by Cassandra Gannon. And the link to it is Fall In For Your Stalker. Because why
Stalkers.
wouldn't you? Yeah, stalkers.
Well,
Bit of a
this is it.
stalkery
Yeah.
vibe.
If TikTok is your social platform of choice, if you have not seen Hunting and or Haunting Adeline out there, then where have you
Right.
been?
Yeah,
This is,
definitely seen it. Not read it, but
yeah. Stalker Central. So we're going a different route because there's loads of stalker books out there.
Yeah. Do
So
you want
why
to
not?
go first with your spinny wheel?
I can do my spinny
Okie
spinny
dokie.
first. All
Spinny
right.
spinny. I've got my pen for a
Have you
change.
got
Whoop, whoop.
it? I don't have bras on this week. I have the highway code, which is weird
Oh,
because
I thought you were just telling me personally you didn't have your bra on. I was like, too much information. Don't need to know that. It's fine. You do
yeah.
you.
Usually do at the end of the day, just ending. Yeah, the end of the day. No, which is weird because I passed my test ages ago. All right, so number two. Hey, number two.
Okay. Have we got it up on the screen? Are you going?
I am going, I'm moving, I'm moving. I'm...
Oh, I can't see it.
Can you not? Oh, have I not
Oh.
done it? Oh, it's villains. You've just got my
It's
face.
villains. Oh, we
I
just got your
thought I shared
face.
it.
Oh, we didn't get
Well,
to see your spinning wheel. Villains, though.
villains
Oh,
and endings.
that will
Sorry, I
be
don't
an
know why I didn't
interesting one
share.
to do for that as
It
well.
will be. Well, he is the Sheriff of Nottingham,
He's the
so that's
Sheriff of
kind of,
Nottingham. Yeah.
yeah. Can your main character be the villain? Of course he can. Best
Yeah.
type. So it's your turn now.
As we've just talked about a book full
Yeah,
of serial
but full
killers,
of serial killers.
absolutely not a
Yeah.
problem.
I did watch Dexter, so that says something about me.
Okay, you got your second one yet? You're going to show
Villains
me.
ending.
Oh,
Yeah, sorry.
ending.
Ending was first. I was just, my spinny wheel
Oh,
wasn't showing. I don't
blimey,
know why my
you
share
just
didn't
went for
work.
it. And I said, oh, sad. Right, I'll do mine. There we go.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Ish. Let's have a look. What we got? Oh, dialogue and banter. We're getting different ones today. Oh, cool. Right, hide that one. Spinny spin again. I went back to my old wheel
I was going to say, why?
to change it up
Mix and match.
just to
Nothing wrong with that.
see. Well,
World
are we
building.
supposed to have world building or did we take that out? I
Well,
can't
we're there
remember.
now.
We're doing it. It's in. Oh no, we took out magic systems. That was the one.
Yes, we did. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, because if they don't have a magic system, it's very difficult to try and
It is,
make
yes.
things work. It's very,
If there's
if we
not
do witchy
particular
ones,
magic,
yeah,
yeah,
then we're
it's.
well away with it. So
And
if we,
also, generally, if there's magic, it tends to be just like tied into the plot. So you've usually talked about it all anyway.
if we get one very specific that would work with that, we can shove him back in. But
Yeah.
yeah, so we have our four
We
for
do.
episode four.
No fan casting this time.
No, we'll keep that for week six.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's it. Thank you for joining us. It has
Yeah.
always been a pleasure from us. So come and find us in all the places. Emma knows them.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, you
What
should
the Twitter places
do.
and the Instagram places and the TikTok places? Yes, that's right. The SFF Romcast. Well, yeah.
So if you want to have a listen on Spotify, we're there too. We are on the YouTube, so you can see our beautiful faces.
Yeah. You can read the captions. You can get your captions there as well
Yes, we
if you need
do.
that.
If there's any other things, then let us know. But we've tried to accommodate all people if we can.
We do our best. Okay. Yeah, lovely. And we'll hopefully see you next week.
You shall do.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.